Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show. Who is responsible for the crime that has become so normal in major American cities right now? We look at this in a lot of different ways. We talk about this on radio a lot, but how about on a policy level? And are the police willing to do anything about the crime that is happening now, day in and day out, so that it starts to go in the other direction? How is that working out in places? Well, we'll discuss. First off, the incident that went viral where some 7-Eleven owners assaulted a thief. I want you to watch this video and see for yourself exactly what happened. This guy walks in and says, doesn't say anything. Just starts stealing as many boxes of cigarettes as he wants. He just decides he's going to take the cigarettes that he wants in a big trash bag. So he's filling it, just emptying the shelves. Cigarettes are like almost $20 a pack in California. And I think $17 or $18 a pack was what I was seeing. And so that's an issue, right? I mean, this is somebody who's stealing a lot of money from somebody. And I think it's important for us to understand that there's no consequences for this kind of theft in California. Anyway, here's, if you missed this video, went viral, here it is, the 7-Eleven owners taking matters into their own hands.
God damn. Ain't nothing you can do, though. There's nothing you can do, man, until you call police.
Stop playing. No.
Ain't nothing you can do, man, until police come in.
Hey, don't.
Hey.
Watch out, bud.
Ain't nothing you can do, man.
Out,
don't do that. Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Okay, brother. Okay.
Whooping his ass.
That's called whooping your.
Okay, so what we see here is people who are sick of the nonsense. They don't want this to continue to happen. So they grab the guy, throw him to the ground, and are hitting him with the broomstick. Now, look, the guy, there are obviously limits to this kind of thing. You know, if they had come out and, you know, they had beaten the guy to death or something, I would say, well, hold on a second. We have to have force that aligns with what we're talking about here, a theft of cigarettes. But they're now investigating. They just hit the guy with his stick a bunch of times. And they're investigating the 7-Eleven owners now. Cops are investigating them. They restrained the thief and hit him with a stick. And now they're the ones who are facing possible criminal prosecution. This was on July 29th. The guy had, for the third time in 2 days, stolen stuff from this store. He had also been in this same store previously saying he had a handgun. So this guy is essentially a repeat criminal in this location. It's not just like he's in general a person that should have been taken out of society and does not deserve to have the freedom to continue to just rob people all the time. This specific location, this specific 7-Eleven, had been a place he had targeted. And what happened? Well, police and prosecutors obviously didn't do anything about this. It's usually the fault of the prosecutors more than anything else. And the state legislatures, who change laws and change our realities with it about whether or not anyone is going to be criminally prosecuted, right? But these guys, they're Sikhs. They're the Sikh religion. And they came out, and the guy's swinging. And he's hitting him in the legs. They were holding him down, hitting him in the legs. They weren't trying to use extreme force to say, grievously wound or kill this guy. They just hit him with a stick. They lost it. And I just wonder, what is the demand that the libs make now of store owners? That you can own a place that you're trying to feed your family with, and someone can come in there brazenly multiple times and steal from you. What if someone just said, look, I'm just reaching into the register and taking all of your cash every day? How would you stop that person? Well, you'd have to be able to use force, right? But what if the police don't show up in time? Are you supposed to just allow that person to steal from you? You know what's happening. You know what's going on. The answer of the libs, as you may well know, is, yeah, you're supposed to sit there and suffer. This is true in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Chicago. I'm sure it's true in Atlanta as well. I mean, it's true in a lot of places all across the country. I know it's true in Seattle and Portland. And go down the list. Not true in Florida. People get arrested in Florida still. People think that there are consequences for stealing here. It's a different mentality. But the fact that these Sikh business owners in California, 7-Eleven owners, are now being probed for possible criminal charges, I think they're probably going to charge them with assault. Now, they may not send them to prison for it, but they want to say, you're not allowed to do, we've seen this in other cases, you're not allowed to do anything. You sit there and suffer. They are making self-defense and defense of your property a crime and letting criminals run rampant, and they're doing it intentionally. I want to get into why they're doing it here in just a second. What we've learned in the past couple of weeks is just how fragile things can be in our economy and our way of life. I mean, we see this all the time. The market goes up, the market goes down. You hear that there was a credit drop for the U.S. recently about our credit worthiness. I mean, this is big stuff. So owning gold just makes sense. Owning a good size amount of gold and silver in these times we're in is very logical. And the people I work with are at the Oxford Gold Group. Gold and silver can be protection for your portfolio, can be used as currency as well. Why not have some gold and silver on hand? It makes sense. Call the Oxford Gold Group. It's who I use. It's who I trust. The call is free, and the people on the receiving end of your call are knowledgeable and trustworthy. 833-707-GOLD. 833-707-G-O-L-D. They make it easy. They've been at this a long time. They can arrange for discreet delivery to your home. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833 707-GOLD. All right. Now, why do they do this? Why do they want to make this reality in our cities? And in a lot of places, just anywhere where Democrats are in charge. I mean, cities are the most obvious manifestation of it, but there are a lot of places you could point to. Why do they want to make life so much more chaotic and full of crime? Well, because in the process, libs get to feel good about themselves because they think they're making decisions at the expense of other people, which is the best. This is why they always want higher taxes, but they don't want to pay. They will do everything they can to not pay higher taxes individually. This is why they are worried about climate change, but they're going to do everything they can to make sure they can fly private, right? We see that hypocrisy is it is definitional to the lib mindset. It's who they are. And so it's with that in mind that I sit here and pull back, I think, the veil on what it is that leads these libs to have these pro-crime policies. It's basically they don't think it's going to be a problem for them. And then when it becomes a problem for them, they're outraged. Like, wait, what's going on here? I give you a perfect example of this. There's a TikToker, Hannah Ayla, who has gone viral, with this story. And it's a horrible story. She says a man walked up to her in the street, spat right in her face, all over her face, and then threatened her additionally. And this is in San Francisco, and this has become all too common in a place like San Francisco. Here she is talking about what happened to her. Play this clip.
I'm literally shaking right now. I was just getting groceries and I live in San Francisco and I never really feel fully safe. If you live in San Francisco, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And I just got groceries. I'm walking out of the store and this guy is walking past me and says, "Move, you stupid bitch." And he spits in my face, spits all over my face. And then I say, "Excuse me, did you just spit in my face?" And he says, "Move or I'll rape you." There's also people everywhere and everyone's just walking by because they're like, I can't handle something else in San Francisco. It's always something else. I don't even know why I'm posting this. If you live in San Francisco, do you feel this way all the time? I don't feel safe, ever. I literally never feel safe. It's better when it's daylight. But nighttime, no, not leaving my house.
Okay, so we understand that this is a terrible situation. And generally, I hear a woman is assaulted by a man in the street. I think someone needs to do something here. We need to take action. Well, isn't this the world that the libs want? Well, what would she want to happen to this man? What if law enforcement shows up and says, "Hey, you're under arrest," and this guy doesn't want to be arrested that day? We've seen that happen before. What would she want to happen to him? Well, I think we have a window into that, and I'll get to it here in just a second. Look, some companies out there never get tired of providing value to Americans. MyPillow is one of them. Now in business for 20 years, they're still on a mission to provide the best possible value. MyPillow employees want to thank every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their famous MyPillow. You know, they've sold some 80 million pillows in 20 years' time. Look, go check it out today. Use my promo code on the website. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code BUCK. You can buy their queen and king size pillows for more than 50% off. The queen size is just $19.98. The king size is just $10 more. In addition to those deals, you'll also find deep discounts on other popular MyPillow products, such as their bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, towels, the My Slippers, and so much more. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square to buy these new pillows at these prices with promo code BUCK. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use promo code BUCK. You'll get amazing prices, under $20 for the queen size MyPillow. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, even during a sale like this. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code BUCK. Take advantage of these 20th anniversary offers today. All right, now, this Hannah Ayla TikTok influencer, female liberal, who we saw the video, she has been she's very upset because some guy spat in her face. I'm sure it wasn't the first time he had assaulted somebody like this. That's very obvious. It's probably something that's happened with this man many times. He is likely not just a career criminal, but a vagrant. and a person who is a threat to those around him, who's been arrested many, many times, and nothing happens to him. Well, how can you have a person who's a threat to those around him, who's arrested many times, and nothing happens? Well, the lib mentality, right? If you want to be a Democrat these days, you've got to be brainwashed into this, oh, wait, the problem isn't the people that commit crimes. The problem is society. The problem is our generalizations about who's committing the crimes predominantly. The problem is the system. It's something else. It's not the individual. It's not their vote. Well, here, I want you to take a look. I mean, this is, and hat tip to libs of TikTok for finding this. Put this up on the screen. And you can see she has a history. This TikTok person has a history of telling everybody how much or how important it is that that she vote for BLM, the BLM movement. Here you go. This is she wrote. Remember that all the energy, outrage, and love we brought down when the video of George Floyd went viral, or when the Kentucky grand jury indicted only one of three officers involved in the murder of Breonna Taylor. I'm going to be channeling that energy when I fill out my ballots this year. BLM is not a trend. And I hope all my white friends and family members remember that when we fill out our ballots this year. Vote as if you were the most marginalized, oppressed person you know, and vote for their best interest, not just yours. Think about your LGBT friends, trans folk, and black and brown bodies whose lives are in danger. I mean, this kind of religious belief, this is a non-God religion. Especially for white liberal women like this. It is a non-God religion, as in it's not about a deity. It's not, but this fills that space in their minds. It's existential for them. They exist to talk about, you know, Latinx and black and brown people and marginalization and LGBTQIA+ and all that stuff. And they live in places like San Francisco, and they think this is all so important. They never stop to actually get it. Well, what does any of this really mean? Well, in the case of the BLM movement, it was cops are the bad guys, let criminals do more crimes, stop prosecuting, stop arresting, and see what happens. And you know what happens? Lunatics spit in your face. And nothing happens to them. Lunatics threaten sexual assault against random women on the streets, or even assault people on the streets. And often, nothing happens to them unless it's an extremely serious crime. And even then, they'll be released on bail. No cash. Bail. Oh, it's all about oppression. It's all about all this society is. This is just brain rot. This is destroying our cities. It's undermining all of our communities, and specifically undermining the black and brown communities that lifestyle white liberals like Hannah Ayla represent. Right? They're the ones who are doing everything possible to hurt these communities. They think they're helping. They think that they're, or at least they pretend that they're helping, but they actually make it worse. They make it worse. It could not be more clear. I'll give you some closing thoughts on this here in just a moment. But first, my friends, if you can make yourself free this Wednesday afternoon, you want to pay attention to this. The artificial intelligence gold rush could soon be creating substantial wealth for ambitious individuals who understand this technology. But while everyone is focusing on ChatGPT and AI stocks like NVIDIA, something incredible is happening less than 2 miles from ChatGPT's headquarters. For the past few months, engineers from Google and Microsoft have been working on a little-known crypto project that could revolutionize the AI industry. You have a chance to get in on the ground floor of this project for pennies, giving you a rare chance to turn $1,000 into a six-figure nest egg. All this information is coming directly from Tika Tiwari, the man who picked the top crypto 6 years in a row. So this coming week, check it out. This Wednesday, Tika is hosting a free online strategy session to give you all the details on his number one coin for this AI boom. Sign up in advance. Go to AICoin2023.com to sign up for this free event. That's AICoin2023.com, paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. So you have the liberals now living in these cities that are dystopian and not able to walk on the streets and feel safe, as we heard that woman say. And what are we supposed to do about it? They voted for this. They wanted this. They got what they wanted, and they haven't changed their minds. So unfortunately, they have not suffered enough. the libs have to suffer in these cities more. Now, that also means it's going to be good, conservative, right-thinking, normal people in these cities, too, and reasonable, some reasonable Democrats who never wanted to support all the craziness of the left, and perhaps have gone over and voted for more reasonable alternatives in recent years, like Republicans. But they're not done, and they're getting what they deserve, as a society, at least. These cities are suffering because of the stupid ideas and the dishonesty and the self-delusion of Democrats. So when they want to have adult, serious conversations about how you can stop getting lunatics walking around constantly harassing people, assaulting people, stealing from people, when they don't want to prosecute store owners for defending their property in a non-lethal but forceful fashion, then we can have a conversation. Until then, get out of these liberal dystopias. I don't know what else to say. I did it myself. I love New York. Couldn't handle it anymore with all the craziness. Moved to Florida. Have a concealed carry permit coming back to me soon here in the mail. I don't even need it because I can constitutional carry in Florida. I can defend myself. Wasn't allowed to do that in New York. There you have it. More monos coming, team. We're going to be doing more monologues here on the Buck Sexton Show. So please share it. Tell people about it. Shields high. Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.